All right, everybody, welcome to the Alpha News Podcast, a weekly podcast talking about some of our top stories of the week. If you're new to us, you may be asking, what exactly is Alpha News? Well, Alpha News is an online news medium covering all things political and Minnesotan. We give a unique angle and perspective to each story and are often covering vital topics and stories ignored by the mainstream media. In our weekly Alpha News podcast, we'll not only talk about our stories and the experiences covering them, but we'll regularly bring on legislators, experts, eyewitnesses to events, and just all around interesting people. Speaking of who you hope will think, or who we hope you think are interesting people, I would like to introduce myself and my co-host. How are you doing today, Bob?
Well, I'm doing good. Thanks, Julia.
I'll start a little bit with myself. My name is Julia, and I'm the Chief Capital Reporter for Alpha News. Alpha News is made up of both written pieces and video stories, and my job is to visually connect our audience with decision makers and key players, as well as bringing our audience up close to the action. I am a born and raised Minnesotan, having graduated from the University of Minnesota with a bachelor's degree in political science and a minor in sociology. I served as Miss Minneapolis 2014 and have been promoting my platform of suicide prevention and mental health awareness ever since. I do, in fact, like long walks on the beach, and you can find me most evenings in sweatpants hanging out with my cat. But enough about my exciting social life. Let's go into my fantastic co-host, Bob Anderson. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing good. Thanks, Julia. I'm excited to be here. I mean, I think this is great that you not only have your news stories out there in the video and on the internet, but now we've got some podcasting.
Yeah,
so I'm excited to be part of this.
Can you tell our audience a little bit about yourself and your background, who you are, where you came from?
Yeah, I'm a lifelong Minnesotan. I grew up in Richfield, Minnesota. So I went to Richfield High School and everything. And I work in Edina. I'm a dental technician. So I'm in the manufacturing of teeth. We make crowns, bridges, anything.
Okay.
You go to the dentist, you need a crown or a bridge, they send it to a lab. So I've been doing that. I got involved in politics. It's kind of ironic what you just mentioned about your platform, because that's what brought me into politics.
Yeah,
I'm a huge mental health advocate. In fact, been a volunteer at SAVE. It's also suicide awareness.
That's actually my platform organization is SAVE. That's so funny.
This is bizarre that we would end up, because we never knew each other.
Yeah, SAVE, which is Suicide Awareness Voices in Education.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was pushing on behalf of the Wellstone Bill, the Fair and Equitable Treatment Act, because I didn't really align myself with Paul Wellstone in anything on issues, but on this one I did. So I got fighting for that bill, and I realized, wow, this is a different process, the political process, and meeting representatives and everything. I thought, you know, I'm gonna get my hat in the arena. I'm gonna join in on this. So I ran for office twice. I ran as the Independence Party candidate.
Yes, you did. Against who?
I ran against Michelle Bachmann. She was the incumbent, and I ran twice, actually, because the first time nobody knew me. I had no name recognition except for being an Anderson, who they attributed to the why
I
got
a few of those here.
I got 10% of the vote, and I only spent like under $800.
Wow.
So they were shocked. And
oh my gosh.
But then I realized that that pulling that veil back as a candidate, I realized that both these parties really aren't fighting on our behalf.
Mm-hmm.
They're fighting for the power. So I consider myself an independent.
Yep.
But this political cycle, I came to the Republican Party because of Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not an easy task out there to be a Trump, out in the open Trump supporter. Mm-hmm. So I love the news. I saw Alpha News on my internet. I thought, wow, this is something new.
Yeah.
Because it's a kind of like, oh, I don't know, maybe a Breitbart or something that brings out some conservative ideas and things.
Well, I'm flattered.
Yeah. And I thought, we need this. Mm-hmm. We need an alternative media in this state especially. So I'm happy that you guys have this going. And if I can play any part on this podcast, I'd love to be a part of the team. So,
well, I'm sure you'll bring some interesting perspectives. You know, I've been involved with all sides of the aisles, several different organizations since I was 18, interned for Governor Dayton, interned in the Republican Senate, have done work with the Tea Partiers, the Libertarian Party, everybody, and that's definitely shaped my own unique view. But, I try to keep my view out of things when I'm reporting, and it's amazing how when I was working in, all these different fields, seeing you know, mainstream media is not covering this. Why is no one talking about it? Right. Of course, no one cares about this issue because it's getting a blurb at the end of a story.
Right. Right.
And so I was really excited to get the opportunity to work with Alpha News. We pride ourselves on covering things that a lot of people aren't talking about. And so you'll see a lot of stories on our page. In fact, we had one person say, I don't believe this story. No one else is talking about it. that's the point.
That's a good sign. Good job.
So, you know, we are covering a lot, at least once a day. We get someone saying thank you for bringing this to, you know, everyone's attention. So we're excited to summarize those on a weekly basis in our Alpha News podcast. We started our week this Monday. When a pretty notorious woman came to town. This is one of our first stories of the week. You may love her, you may hate her, but you definitely know about her.
Oh, definitely.
Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
So she came to town this week to speak to the American Federation of Teachers. They had their conference here. They endorsed Hillary Clinton, and she had some pretty interesting things to say. Once again, Alpha News took a very unique way of covering this. We covered the fact that she promised so many universal programs that it was almost all-encompassing of her speech. And then, of course, slammed her opponent, Donald Trump. And I believe you're a Trump guy, Bob.
Yeah,
so,
I am.
I will not be announcing who I'm voting for, but I have been around the candidates enough. Spent a week down in Iowa. This was my second time sort of being near Hillary Clinton. I've seen her firsthand in a press conference, how she treats press. Wasn't that impressed with that. So we're going to play a clip of some of the several universal programs that Hillary Clinton promised while she was in Minneapolis on Monday. And if you want to see our video, visit us online at elfnewsmn.com. Alpha News was one of the first teams there to set up. So we were front and center.
I will work with you to keep pushing for universal health care coverage. We're going to work to close the homework gap by making sure every student has broadband access that they can use to do their homework. Expanding access to high-quality child care and universal preschool for every single child. When I'm president, future students won't have to borrow a dime to attend public colleges or universities.
So, what do you think about all of the things that Hillary Clinton has been promising?
Well, that's why it's so difficult for a Republican to win in this state, because you're running against Santa Claus. Basically, when you have one party offering everything for free, and the other party saying, we'd like to help out, but we are going to have to work, you know, it's very difficult because especially the younger voters, you know, like you are compared to me, but they see these things and they thought, well, why wouldn't they vote for that?
You know?
So it's tough, but, and I don't know. The way I look at it is Hillary didn't win this state in the primaries. Bernie Sanders won. So it's a clean slate because Rubio won its Republicans, and he's gone. So we're starting fresh in Minnesota. When I listen to Hillary Clinton, she's a good campaigner. I mean, there's no doubt she's going to be a formidable opponent. But when you're giving away everything like that for free, it's tough to beat.
It is tough to beat. And the energy in that room was so energetic. They were just eating up what she had to say. In fact, like to give you kind of a glimpse of how left-leaning our media here can be, standing up on the reporter's podium, and I'm not going to name names, but a certain organization was clapping along. And they were saying, you know, she would talk about universal or free education for everyone. They were going, that's because of Bernie. Go Bernie. And you're sitting there going, I don't even clap at these things, Republican or Democrat.
You're smart. You're neutral.
I would like to remain neutral.
Yes.
Kind of funny, another thing, we're all neutral, but then these newspapers here are endorsing candidates.
Yeah.
Alpha News would never do that.
Yeah, right.
And
and that keeps your credibility, that you are fair. You're out there to report the news.
Exactly.
Not make the news. So.
Pretty much. So people were eating it up. They loved all the universal programs she was talking about. I mean, she heard her free health care, free college, free pre-K, free broadband for students so they can do their homework when they get home.
This was a teachers union crowd?
Yep.
Yes. So very definitely their crowd, you know,
right.
But still, was there any dissent, or was it all yay, rah, rah, rah?
There was no heard dissent.
I gotcha.
The only time you would hear dissent is if she would talk about, and they were agreeing with her, you know, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And she had something very interesting to say about Trump. We're going to play that clip now.
Parents and educators across America are already worried about what they're calling the Trump effect, with bullying and harassment on the rise in our schools.
So she's essentially saying that Donald Trump is responsible for an increased amount of playground bullying. Do you see that at all?
I don't see that, but I do know that just, I would just assume, which you shouldn't assume, but I would think in the education system, they probably are talking negative about Trump.
Yeah.
And if there's bullying acts happening because of Donald Trump, I can't, you know, there might be some kids that, you know, because we are a very diverse state, and there might be some kids that maybe are from Mexico or from some other Latino or whatever, that maybe the kids on the playground think, well, you know, and they might tease them. So I don't attribute that to Donald Trump, though. I attribute that just to lack of fair reporting out there. I mean, hammer, you know, the media hammers Trump about all this stuff. Well, what, you know, these kids are hearing it from somebody, right? Probably their parents.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't think that's wise to go there.
I have heard some comments, just reading the comments on Facebook of our video, when people heard that part saying, well, that's kind of a typical left perspective, that it's not up to the parents to be in charge of their children's behavior. It's up to whoever this candidate is, you know, or whatever video game designer it is that's causing more violence. And playground bullying is a serious issue.
Oh, it is.
But it shouldn't be politicized.
No. It was, you know, we've had bullies since I can remember. I mean, I grew up, you know, in the 70s, so, but it was dealt with differently back then, too.
Absolutely.
But, oh, I'm glad you were there, though, because I wasn't one that would, I probably wouldn't have been invited anyway, but to be there was not something I'd be thrilled to go to. You know, I've gone to Trump rallies and everything, but I'm glad you guys were there covering it, because it does give the people, the viewers, the listeners, to get a feel for what was going on in there.
Yeah, and see,
and they should check out that video that you have of there, because that's good. You must have had a pretty good spot there.
Yes, we did.
A very great video.
And we covered it from an angle that we just knew no one else was going to. Here's all the free stuff you get. And America's dynamic, or Minnesota's dynamic duo was there. Senators Frank and Klobuchar, they spoke. They joined in on the Trump bashing, which was expected. Sort of kind of unexpected was, you know, Senator Klobuchar talked about how Donald Trump is striking fear in the hearts of children, that their children that are born in America who have immigrant parents are terrified that they're going to get shipped out, and that he's giving little kids nightmares. And it's just so dramatic.
Well, you can kind of see from that rally that you were at is what what their message is going to be going forward with this campaign. And believe me, Donald Trump brings a lot on himself too. I mean, the way he can come across, but you got, this is going to be one ugly campaign. It really is. And it's, I watched Donald Trump's speech last night, and a lot of the things that Hillary was talking about, Donald Trump actually included a lot of things in there that everybody would support, even the left.
Yeah.
So we'll see how this plays out. But
it'd be interesting, for sure. Spoke to a couple of people about the convention. That's another big thing that's been going on. Alpha News has had a piece written up about the different days of the convention, written by our author Priya, and she always knows the big juicy gossip going on in the Republican Party. So she has been very good at paying attention to the convention, sent us some convention summaries. Have you been paying close attention to this?
Yeah, I've been, I'm kind of a rube when it comes to this. I've been watching every night. You know, I will also watch the Democrat one though too.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, I like to see and make my own decisions, you know. Of course I have a bias, but I'm open to ideas from whoever comes up with it. I mean, we do need to work with the best and brightest, and it doesn't necessarily mean it can't be from the other side. This was something to be seen. I mean, the Ted Cruz thing, you know, it started out in the beginning of the week where they were trying to get a roll call vote, and that was, you know, kind of a slow news days and everything. That was taking up the oxygen. But as it moved on, I think the thing with Ted Cruz not endorsing Donald Trump backfired mm-hmm. for Ted Cruz. And I mean, I've got a lot of people that I've, most of my biggest arguments and disagreements have been with Cruz supporters.
Have you heard the people, the pundits saying that Senator Cruz's career is over?
I have been hearing that. And I tell you, I really liked Ted Cruz mm-hmm. Before all these debates.
Yeah.
Because to me, I was a Donald Trump from the beginning because I just really think we need a big change. I really do. I would actually call it a revolution when it comes to Washington because it's so controlled by special interests, mm-hmm. you know, and nothing was going to change. And Donald Trump at least gives us a chance. We can't say he's going to change everything, like, but at least there's a chance. Mm-hmm. We know what we're going to get with Hillary Clinton. It's going to be status quo. So, and I don't really think any of those other candidates, any of those other 16 would have had a chance against Hillary Clinton. I mean, he's Donald's, Trump's got something different, you know, he's out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, so Cruz, I think either he should have just said, no, Donald, I can't endorse you, so I'm going to skip, mm-hmm. you know, like Kasich did. Or he should have just said, you know, this is Hillary Clinton, folks. Donald and I have our disagreements. But I did sign a pledge, mm-hmm. and I'm a man of my word. So I will endorse Donald. He doesn't have to. Then he can say, well, his critics will say, well, where are your principles? You are supposed to be the guy. Well, I signed a pledge.
Right.
You know, so he could have weaseled out of it that
yeah,
way.
Didn't he say his pledge was broken because Trump attacked his wife?
Which was in defense because it started with the Cruz campaigns putting out that nude photo that mm-hmm. Melania did a GQ magazine. So I think Ted Cruz, he lost me in the debates. That's mm-hmm. when I thought, oh my God, he is lying Ted. And I get in arguments with my friends about that are huge Cruz mm-hmm. supporters. But I think some of them now are even seeing that Ted is a very brilliant guy, charismatic. I mean, but I don't know. Sometimes it looks like it's more about Ted than it is about, you know, this country.
Yeah, and I have heard that. I got the chance to speak with Senator Cruz down in Iowa, and I interviewed a lot of candidates that week, and I was very impressed with him and his campaign. I was also very impressed with Carson's campaign managers.
Oh, yeah, Ben Carson was another one.
You can tell which people are open to the public and the media, and you can ask them anything, mm-hmm. and you can tell which campaigns they're scared for what their candidate might say.
Yeah.
And so, for example, Ted Cruz, Carson, the campaign managers looked at you, kind of giving them the eye, and they were like, waved you on over. Here, come up. Come ask a question. No pre-approval needed. Didn't have to follow them all day and beg. Right. So I was very impressed with that. I got the chance to interview Rafael Cruz.
Oh, very
impressive
very
guy. Can talk very, very, very well. So I'm interested to see what's going to happen with Cruz's supporters and with Ted Cruz after this. But I think the main takeaway from all this was Donald Trump, your boy, is now the official candidate.
Yep.
And any thoughts on what happened with the drama on the convention floor with all the delegates?
With the chants of the, Okay, what I think happened is, well, you know, all the pundits were saying when Cruz did this that, can't believe Donald Trump's candidacy, their campaign is so amateurish. They wouldn't have vetted the speech before they let him out there, you know, just ripping Trump, you know. And I'm thinking, first of all, that's why he's popular, because he isn't your standard candidate. Mm-hmm. He's a businessman. He comes from the private sector. That's what we've all been, at least me, I've been hoping for, something different. Somebody that's got life experience out there with us, instead of being in that bubble in Washington. He's created tens of thousands of jobs and built things. And so that part of him, you can't deny, is successful and different than anything we've tried. But the thing that I think happened is they said Trump did vet the speech, you know? Mm-hmm. So all those pundits were wrong in the first place. And he looked at it and thought, well, you know, what the heck? He's not going to endorse me, but I offered him to speak. Mm-hmm. He accepted. We'll see what happens. Well, did you notice when Donald Trump came walking in? Right when this, he wasn't, they knew when he wasn't going to endorse him anyway, right? Mm-hmm. So the timing of that, I can't believe was not orchestrated.
Intentional.
Yes, okay. When Donald Trump, he goes, hey, we'll just lead him in. You know, let him speak, lead him in. And I don't, it turned big on Ted Cruz. I mean, the chants, the pundits afterward, and everything. And I just think, Ted, You know, he walked in there. I was listening to one of the pundits. He walked in tall and he walked out small. Mm-hmm. And I think it hurt him and actually helped Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And that was not his intention. So we'll see. You know, people do forgive, but he's banking on the fact that Trump's going to lose.
Yeah.
Which I think is lousy in the first place to be banking on that. Mm-hmm. If you really are a conservative or Republican. So I think it was, I'm not going to say he's done, but in my opinion, I think he's done, mm-hmm. but I'm sure Cruz supporters are hoping for, he may come back.
Yeah.
But we'll see how this all plays out, but I don't think it was wise.
One thing I think people need to keep an eye on in this election is the third party.
Yes.
Because I have heard so many Bernie supporters say, I'm done, I'm going third party. They're usually going green, Jill Stein.
Yeah.
And then I've heard a lot of, you know, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul supporters, I'm done, I'm going third party, and they're picking Gary Johnson. Mm-hmm. So Gary Johnson and Jill Stein have a very unique opportunity to really make waves with their party, and I'm curious who they're going to steal more votes
from.
That's
what I was just going to get. Yeah, I was just saying the same. There are polls out mm-hmm. that factor in, 6%, I think, if they're adding Gary Johnson and Jill Stein, there's probably more support than that.
Yeah.
You know? So, and in those particular ones I saw, it hurt Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we'll see. That's a good point. Because mm-hmm. having these other two in there is going to make a difference. We'll see if they get to the level of the what it takes to get in the debates.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can tell who's going to be worried more as who's going to put up more objection to them being in the debate.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so
well,
that's
so
an interesting factor.
If you go to alphanewsmn.com and you look up Gary Johnson, we actually got to sit down with him and talk
nice.
To him. And
okay.
we threw in some polls that were, I believe, done by NBC and ABC mm-hmm. of Republican primary voters. And I think like a third said, I will go Libertarian or third party if Donald Trump is a candidate. And so it's, I think Gary Johnson is definitely going to steal a lot from Trump. I think Jill Stein will steal a lot from Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
And the
woman candidate part of it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. that
is it and more
the Green
or the
Party
okay.
is more, you know, environmental. They align a little bit more with the Sanders supporters than I would say Johnson does.
I would think that they are not happy with Hillary, though. Also, when you think.
True. Mm-hmm.
So that's an interesting dynamic. I'm going to have to look at your interview. I haven't seen it with
yeah.
the Gary Johnson. So that's good.
He was in town.
That's great that you got that.
Yeah. He was in town, and I decided, you know, let's talk to him. You know, he recently hit 10% in a recent poll. He's relevant. He was in one poll in a Monmouth University poll.
Oh, that's taken pretty seriously.
Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I believe he needs to hit 10% in 3 national polls to be in the debates. I know that his previous running mate from 2000 and, gosh, was it 12 already? I'm trying to remember his name. Judge Jim Gray. Mm-hmm. He is suing the Federal
Election
Commission and the Commission on Debates, saying, you know, we reached the threshold last time, and then you changed the numbers. And so how many times is this going to keep happening?
Yeah, they're moving the goalposts. Yeah, you can't. That's not right.
So keep an eye out for third parties. If you want to see our interview with Governor Johnson, you can look at alphanewsmn.com. One thing I would say about him is he will need a debate and image coach if he's going to seriously go up against mm-hmm. Hillary and Donald. He's a very brilliant man, but he is not put together.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, well, I know there's a lot of libertarians, too, that I don't think he was their first choice.
Yeah, there was a lot of people wanted Austin Peterson,
yes.
John McAfee, trying to think of who else was up there. But it, you know, came
yeah.
down to Johnson.
Yep, exactly. That's who it is now. So that's it'll be interesting. That is something that we'll have to factor in. I'll be curious to see if they do some new polling now after Trump's speech last night. Because
mm-hmm.
I do believe there are a lot of never Trumpers mm-hmm. that maybe are maybe Trump.
Maybe Trumpers.
And
okay.
I think there was a lot of Cruz people that were not going to be supporting Donald Trump
yeah.
that have come over now.
Okay.
That for sure is
well,
going to
and
make
you
a
mentioned
big difference.
Before we hit record, you're curious to see what happens to Minnesota's Republicans now. Who are they going to support? Are they going to come out for Trump?
Yes.
I know Senator Coleman already said no.
Well, I believe, yeah. Yeah, I know Stuart Mills up in the 8th, he'll be a Trump guy.
Okay.
I mean, he's going to. Why not?
Emmer's you know, come out for Trump.
Emmer was there at the convention. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've been pretty negative about Congressman Emmer, mm-hmm. but I was happy of the fact that he was there
mm-hmm.
and that he's not running away from Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So that encouraged me. And I think that'll be a kind of a litmus test where these candidates stand on Trump. I mean, we'll see. Frank Drake, we'll see in the fifth. I'm pretty sure. And
Greg Ryan.
Greg Ryan's a good guy. I mean, if you
good
interviewed
plumber too. Yeah, we interviewed him twice.
He comes from the private sector, like I did when I ran. Mm-hmm. So I look at his campaign and I think that's exactly the message I was putting out there.
The thing about the Drake Ryan campaigns, I've interviewed hundreds of people since I started this job. Only group to offer to carry my luggage with me through the rain.
Well, so. Nice.
For all my baggage. So I was like, you guys get brownie points right
there. Yeah, right. See, they get it.
And, you know, we always reach out to the other candidates in 4 and 5. Yeah. Do not hear back. So,
well, you're reaching out. You're
reaching
doing your
out,
part.
All that matters. So we talked a little bit about the convention, talked about Trump, Hillary, a lot of things that other people are talking about. Black Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, All Lives Matter.
Right.
So we hear a lot about that. And Alpha News actually got to sit down, or I guess we were standing up technically, with Rashad Turner. He's the leader of Black Lives Matter St. Paul. He's also primarying Rena Moran, the only black member of the Minnesota House of Representatives. And so that primary is on August 9th. You can see our full interview with Rashad Turner if you subscribe to our newsletter. Otherwise, you can see our shortened video at elfnewsmn.com. Bob, how much do you know about this race going on here?
I don't know a lot. I know about the interview that you conducted, which I think was great this out. And I am going to look into this because there's actually the Star Tribune is... Are they doing in their endorsing? Or
yeah,
they
I believe
to?
The Star Tribune is considering endorsing one of them. We're not going to say who. That's an inside knowledge that we have.
That would be an interesting, because you've got, you eliminate the race issue on the candidates, which then it boils down to issues and who's going to best serve the constituents in there. Mm-hmm. So that should be a pretty fair battle. I don't know, Rashad gets the media attention. I mean, I know more about him than I do the incumbent.
Well, yeah, and if you subscribe to our newsletter, you will see our full interview, and he actually does talk about the fact that this race has been made a lot about race, a different kind of race.
Yeah.
It's been all made all about you know, your own race, and the fact that it's a Black Lives Matter leader challenging the only black member of the Minnesota House. He addresses that. One thing he does address is the Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter thing. We're going to play a clip. He heard or told us that Rena Moran said that all lives matter when someone asked her thoughts on Black Lives Matter. And here was Rashad's response to that.
We also need a representative who is not going to respond to Black Lives Matter with All Lives Matter. And I think that, you know, it's 2016, and it's pretty clear that with the racial disparities to some people, to our system, it's not evident that Black lives do matter. So I think someone who responds back with All Lives Matter is a little bit out of touch, but that's probably explained because nobody sees her in the community. So I think that that's, you know, my biggest criticism is that people try to take advantage of our community and just sort of show up when it's election time. And I'm confident that the people in my community for 31 years now have been seeing my face every day almost. So people need somebody that's going to be there all the time, not just when it's time for votes.
Some pretty harsh words that Rashad had.
I would definitely disagree with him. Have you sat down with the incumbent?
You know, we got a quote from her, so we were able to talk to her, get a response. Yep. That's in our video at elfnewsmn.com. Yep. And she pretty much said, you know, we have done some great things for our community. We have a lot more work to do. Talked about one of her bills that got, you know, like some racial economic disparities being addressed there. But, you know, Rashad says, you know, you've been here for, I believe, 6 years now. You haven't done enough. And that was his response to All Lives Matter.
He says that same thing about Keith Ellison. You know, I mean, really, what he comes around for, he's not even going to be participating in that debate coming
right
up,
which we'll be talking about a little bit later.
So what I would say is I believe in him with the all, I know I believe with the incumbent, All Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. I don't think Black Lives Matter has done themselves any favors, especially in the St. Paul. They were the ones that were at the state fair last year and, you know, shutting down the light rail and all these other things. What happens is, I don't think you should single out anybody. I think all lives matter, regardless. His community, the cops, everybody's lives matter. Mm-hmm. So when you single that out, I think the first thing that they could do to benefit their organization is drop the Black Lives Matter.
Rebrand your entire
thing. Just say, you know what? There's discrepancies in all, because Minnesota is, I think the tide's turning. I think people are getting fed up with some of these shutdowns, the freeways. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, it's affecting everybody's lives that are not involved or haven't caused any problems for these people. But you're really upsetting the wrong people, because now you got the whole state that are starting to get fired up about this.
So. And their response to that is, yeah, but you're talking about it.
Yeah.
And we did ask them about their future plans.
Yes.
And if you subscribe to our newsletter, you'll see that the full video is up there where they talk about the state fair this year.
Okay.
Anything that might be coming up with that, future protests as well. And Rashad did say something interesting, which was in our video, that if elected, it's not going to be just one man. I asked him, how can one man change all that you want to change? He said, I will have the power of the movement behind me. We will shut down the Capitol if we have to. So, you know, if he's not getting his way on the floor, it sounds like there's going to be protests at the Capitol constantly. Great for me as a reporter, yeah. Not so great for the rest of Minnesota.
Didn't work out so good in Wisconsin when they protested and shut down the Capitol, and then Scott Walker got elected twice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, no, I do know there's, I do think that we need dialogue. I do think we need to have civil dialogue, and these issues can be brought out and discussed mm-hmm. with the police community, with their concerns. But when you start, I'm not for strikes either, because mm-hmm. it affects everybody else's lives that aren't involved in this, and it turns them off, you know? So I think there should be dialogue. There's no question that there are bad cops. Mm-hmm. There's bad reporters. There's bad dental technicians.
Yes.
There is no field that is exempt from good and bad. Mm-hmm. But you can't lump the whole police force, and you can't start assassinating cops. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're here to save you, and who are you going to call, you
right.
know? So I think his message, I'm going to look into the video and watch and see what the incumbent's message is. And this will be an interesting race to watch. And I'm glad you got that interview.
Yeah.
And it'll be one to watch.
Yeah. Primaries on August 9th. Rashad said he's feeling really good, but, you know, Rena's the establishment name there. So I think it could go either way, honestly, at this point. And I would follow Alpha News on Facebook and Twitter, because there are a lot of primaries August 9th. And I will be just chugging coffee that day.
Yeah.
So there will be constant updates on our Twitter, our Facebook, articles going up all day and night that day. And then I will crawl into my bed and
I'm glad you mentioned it, because now I got a news source that I can, and I know it's going to be, it's going to be accurate and not biased, and it's going to be just giving the information out there. So
yeah,
good.
And that's the thing about
know.
Alpha News, like with our primary with Rashad and Rena, we reached out to her. We got her response. We included that in there, and it's a DFL race.
Right.
So we're showing all sides of these stories. And there's a bunch of other primaries to look into. The number one, I would say CD2.
Oh God. Yeah. With Jason Lewis,
Darlene Miller, yes. Matt Erickson, John Howe. I believe the uptake or some organization is trying to arrange a debate the week before the primary.
If we could
get all four of those candidates together, Alpha News, we've been the only one to actually put all four candidates side by side in a video and interview them all.
I saw that.
Yep. Yes. So you can see that on our website as well.
That would be a debate that people, that would be awesome if somebody could get that.
Yeah.
I know, I'm sure Jason Lewis would show up. I'm sure Matt Erickson would
Matt
show
Erickson's
up.
Matt Erickson's calling for it. He's
Steve Howe, I met him at the Republican. He seemed like a decent guy. He's not getting any. I don't hear too much about him.
About who?
Howe.
John Howe, yeah.
He seems like a good guy. I don't know much about him.
I think about John Howe every time I can conveniently make a left turn with that blinking left arrow. He's apparently responsible for that.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, he just got a feather in a cap. I like that.
that's his claim to fame.
Oh, wow.
Jason Lewis, I think he's got immense name recognition in that district. Darlene Miller, she's the kind of endorsed by the incumbent, so she's got a lot of support with that. And Matt Erickson is entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
So
Matt's a Trump guy.
Matt is a Trump guy. He showed up to our last interview, just pulls up in his motorcycle, and I was like,
well, he's
I have
got
to get
a
shot of this.
He's got an ad that Fox 9 News is refusing to.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's on the, I saw it.
Well, a lot of people messaged me, and they said, you shouldn't have interviewed him. He's not a serious candidate. And I said, you know what? That's not up to me to decide.
Well, good
I will
you.
Just show you yeah. everyone
Let
and
the
every
people
sign.
Decide.
What, and the people
know.
Can decide.
Yeah.
So funny that people are like, you're so biased. You're so biased.
Oh,
and
you're
when
not.
We're, when we're fair, yeah. we're biased.
The reason I came to, the reason I started watching Alpha News on yeah. there is because I thought, wow, this is nice because we need it.
We do
definitely
need it.
Need it.
And, you know, our numbers have grown immensely.
Awesome.
And so we are starting to be on par there with the more mainstream liberal news organizations out there, and it's definitely getting attention.
Well, so. And I mean, not to put in a shameless plug for you, but I think you're a big part of that too. I mean, it does help to have somebody that, I mean, you get it, you know, and you're an attractive gal that you get there, you cover it, you're very a go-getter. I mean, this is a tough business.
It is. And they sort of told me when I interviewed for the job, you know, you're going to have a thick skin.
Yes.
And there was a couple months where I went really hard from everyone loves Miss Minneapolis
yes.
to everyone hates it when you're asking questions they don't want asked. Go away.
But look at the experience you're gaining, and I'm sure you've toughened up just from the experience.
Oh, yeah. The confidence is soared.
Awesome.
And it's so funny, 4 years of education at the U of M, I learned more in 2 months on this job as far as job skills go.
And see, that's where I come from with Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do need somebody representing this country that comes from the private sector.
Right.
That knows what all of us are going through. People say, well, how can you say that about him? He's a billionaire. Well, yeah, he didn't just wake up and become a billionaire. He has developed things. He has dealt with immigration, illegal and mm-hmm. regular immigration issues. He's dealt with the healthcare costs.
Mm-hmm.
That was our biggest thing as a small business owner. These healthcare costs have been going up all the time, even before Obamacare. So
yeah, another story we covered is Blue Cross Blue Shield, yep. my insurance provider,
yep.
leaving Minnesota because of Minsure and all that.
Yep.
So, you know, that's something Alpha News will continue to look into is,
yep.
alternatives. We did a story with Matt Dean last year about his alternative proposal to Minsure, and you know that didn't really get any attention from
right.
other media sources. And
well, that's it should.
Yeah.
I mean, that's affecting. That's our biggest, especially retirees too. You know, I'm getting up there, and I'm thinking, well, that's going to be my biggest expense. Mm-hmm. You know, and if we don't have an affordable health care in this state, it's going to be very tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
So as you can see, lots of content to cover.
Oh,
Alpha
God,
News
yeah.
is covering it all. Lots of interesting perspectives and science that you will not see anywhere else. And then you get to hear our lovely commentary on it in our weekly Alpha News podcast. I think next week we should bring in someone vehemently anti-Trump
yeah.
and see, you know, let you two go at it so
yeah.
people can see the pro and the con side. I hear a lot of people, you know, I'm 24, I have a lot of liberal friends. I hear a lot of people say, I haven't even met one person who supports Trump. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, kind of comparing and contrasting. We might steal an idea from a couple other shows and do an Ask a Liberal once a now.
Oh, I like
and,
that.
Get their perspective. And, you know, Bob, did you know that there's only one way to get Elf News' exclusive content?
Well, do you have to sign up for the newsletter?
That is ding, ding, ding. You got it right.
I had already signed up, so... I wasn't aware that you don't get all of it unless you say, well,
right. For example,
definitely. I'm glad you brought it up because mm-hmm. I knew it, but I'm sure a lot of people don't know it.
Yep. AlphaNewsMN.com. Hit subscribe on our newsletter. You'll only get one email from us a week. I promise we will not bug you. And we'll just talk about the stories that got the most clicks that week, the most popular stories that we have going, and exclusive content. For example, our full interview with Rashad Turner, our full interview with the candidates running out in CD2, behind the scenes things, maybe some of the protests that had gone, if I had actually filmed them because I was kind of cramped and couldn't turn around, but the protests that were going on, I have some cell phone footage of that at the Hillary event.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah. Things like me Facebook Living around the Rosedale Mall when it's closed. So you'll see
that was
things.
Another issue.
Yeah, I was there on
yeah,
Sunday.
Yeah, and
had to drive there without my phones because I dropped them both in a lake the night before. But so you'll see a lot of exclusive content that you won't see anywhere else. We try to keep our videos down to a minute and a half. So if you want the full story, the full story, subscribe to our newsletter only once a week. We will not harass you. But we will harass you to sign up for it. Do you have any big plans this weekend, Bob?
I do not. It's kind of nice. It's been busy. I had a lot of things going on this week, but this weekend I really don't have anything. Oh, One thing we forgot to mention. Mm-hmm. Tonight is the opening of Hillary's America.
What is that?
It's a movie that Dinesh D'Souza has put out.
Oh, that's right. That they didn't want released.
Exactly.
Before the
election. Oh. I will be seeing that for sure.
Is that in theaters?
Yes. I think Southdale AMC has it. I know as tonight there's a big deal at like 9:25 showing.
Okay.
But the more people that go out and see that movie, the better it gets an opportunity on opening weekend mm-hmm. to get in more theaters. Mm-hmm. But I've seen, this is, Dinesh has done, you know, this is, he's quite the documentary guy now.
Yeah.
He did America, he did Obama's America 26, you know, he went to jail for that one. But
when that 13 Hours movie yes. came out, Donald Trump was handing away free tickets. Do you think he's going to do that with this?
He should. I want my friends... I think everybody that's planning on voting this election mm-hmm. season should at least see it.
Yeah.
Because the Democrat Party is, there's a lot that people learn from this movie that people have no clue about.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these issues that the Democrats proclaim to be for, but really where it all resonated was from the Democratic Party, mm-hmm. especially the slavery, the just a lot of different things that I didn't know. I've mm-hmm. seen just previews of it. But I'm going to go see the entire movie. And it opens tonight, so.
Yeah, believe it or not, the 2012 election was the very first presidential election I could vote for. Yes. And I felt like everyone in my life knew exactly who they were voting for. I have a liberal mother, a swing voting father, a lot of liberal friends, a lot of staunch conservative friends. And I have never seen so much uncertainty. So if this can help make you up your mind at all, go see yes. the movie. Watch, you know, John Oliver's thing on Trump if you want to get that side of it. Watch, you know, our story on Gary Johnson. Look up Jill Stein. Just make sure it's an educated vote.
Exactly.
And that's the most important thing to me. My little brother, however, says he'll vote for whoever I tell him to vote for because he doesn't pay attention. So I technically, legally get to vote twice.
Yeah, there you go.
And that's something else you might want to pay attention to. Alpha News is tracking a lawsuit in Minnesota, going to the Minnesota Supreme Court by the Minnesota Voters Alliance on voter fraud. They cite Norm Coleman and Franken's thing about how thousands of felons voted. So we're going to hear next week on whether or not that is going to the Supreme Court. So stay tuned for Alpha News for that. We have some exclusive interviews coming up with that as well. My weekend is going to be ever so exciting. I'm a nerd, so I actually do get excited about the stuff. Saturday morning, bright and early, Representative Jim Nash is having a fundraiser, and it's a very interesting fundraiser. It's going to be a permit to carry class, and there's going to be a bunch of lawmakers there. So I figured I was already working on a story on how do you get your permit to carry? Is it difficult to get your permit to carry? A lot of my friends have no idea how to do it, but they want it. What's the difference between concealed carry and open carry? When can you do which and where? So we're going to answer some of those questions. But while we were there, and there's going to be so many lawmakers there, let's talk to them about gun control in Minnesota. Let's talk to them about if they're reelected, what's going to happen next session. Because this is a big issue,
It's
going to be discussed. So definitely subscribe to Alpha News. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, because these stories will be coming out next week. Another thing interesting coming next week, which we'll recap and there will be a video on, or if you want to even attend, is a CD5 debate.
Oh, yeah,
that's
I
Keith
will
Ellison's.
Be what night is that?
That will be Tuesday evening.
Yes, I will
and,
be there.
They searched long and hard and found the best darn moderator they could find for that debate. That would
Who
be
would
me.
See, that's the area I grew up, you know.
Oh, really?
So I will definitely be there.
Yeah.
And I like Frank Drake. I don't know the other candidates.
Yeah,
so.
Men that go by then. I don't even know their last names yet. Ali and Greg, I believe. Mm-hmm. And they are running to primary Keith Ellison. Yeah. Representative Ellison says he has prior commitments, will not be attending. And then Frank Drake, the Republican, will be attending. I have assured them all that I am a sweet young lady, but I will keep them in line.
Atta girl.
And that there will be no bashing Representative Ellison if he cannot stand up for himself, but they are allowed to compare and contrast themselves.
Right, right.
And we're going to get there early. We're going to have audience members writing down questions, so I'm not picking the questions. And so they're going to all be fair. We'll pick a couple of the good ones out of the bucket. Everyone will get a chance to respond to each question, equal amount of time. You start attacking anybody, whether they're attending or not. Two of the candidates said they will get up and leave. So we can get the third.
Is this the first debate you've moderated?
No, I have moderated a few, and I love it. And I can be very, very loud. I was a singer when I was in pageants.
Oh, awesome.
So if I need to cut someone off, I can do that.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I will definitely be there. You know, I know Frank. He's a great guy. And I appreciate the other candidates that are willing to be there. You know, they're good if they're willing to get out there.
And show
you know,
up.
Exactly.
With
that's the way I look
at
it.
Attendance. Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
I mean,
you know, I really wish that Representative Ellison had made it. And his primary challengers seem very passionate about unseating him.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be in it, obviously, if they agreed with him wholeheartedly. So it's interesting to see how left is Keith Ellison in that district compared to the other Democrats.
Interesting.
And another interesting thing with Keith Ellison that only Alpha News has covered, we spoke to national security consultant Chris Gobetz, who testified at a Senator Ted Cruz hearing about terrorism.
Yes,
talking about Keith Ellison's ties to organizations that have been proven to be connected to the Muslim Brotherhood and other terroristic organizations. So we could not get a response from Representative Ellison. Why are you speaking at these events? Do you think it's okay to be affiliated with organizations? And people say, you know, it's biased, but no, we gave him the chance to talk about it.
Well, and they're not denying that he was at these things either.
No, they're saying he was there.
Yep.
Just no response to whether or not he should have been, what he thinks about these. If he thinks the Muslim Brotherhood should be designated as a terrorist organization, it is in several countries. There's a bill by Cruz to make it happen here. So alphanewsmn.com to see that story. We talked to Chris Gobetz on the phone, and he actually went undercover inside of CARE, and they are suing him because of the stories he was able to bring out and the documents he stole. So stay tuned. We're going to keep covering that lawsuit as well. So those are all the fun things you can see on our website that you can see coming up next week. This went a little bit longer because we wanted to introduce Alpha News, introduce our wonderful co-host Bob, introduce myself. So you're not like, who are these people talking?
Yeah.
I promise I'm very serious, but I'm also very sarcastic. So
well, the good thing about this is that it's not video. If for you, it would be better if it was video. For me, it's better that it's radio.
I actually have experience with radio and on camera. I like radio because, as you can see, I can like throw my hair up and kind of just slump over in my chair and not maintain a big old smile on my face.
No, this is fun. I really appreciate the opportunity to be part of this.
Yeah, and no, we love having you.
I love the issues, and I love politics. And
we promised to get someone in here to argue with Bob on Trump. So if you have any suggestions, send me an email, julie@elfnewsmn.com. Bob, is there a way for someone to reach you if they have any comments on this?
Yeah, they can contact me at bobanderson527@gmail.com.
There you go. Easy enough.
And I was going to mention that to you, that if you encourage your listeners and viewers to email you with any show ideas or any candidates
want
to get on here or any issues that they want to talk about.
When Alpha News first got started, it was digging for stories. And now we are surviving mostly off tips. What do our viewers personally care about? So shoot me an email. Let me know what you want to be covered. Is there an event coming up that you don't think any media is going to be at or they're not going to fairly cover? Let us know. You know, there was Planned Parenthood protests and the media didn't cover it. There were six of them. Alpha News was at each and every one of them. They didn't cover it. Mainstream media until they were outside Governor Dayton's door. And there was the largest one. So we will give your cause attention. We will give your event attention. We will always reach out to the other side and, just let us know what you want covered. And other than that, I would like to say, have a great weekend. Thank you for tolerating me and my co-host here. And,
well, this was great. And, you know, this is the first time we've attempted at this.
Yeah.
So I'm excited and, I'm just really happy that Alpha News is in Minnesota because we definitely need it. And I'm excited to be any part of it I can be.
Yep. Stay tuned, folks. We promise it only gets better from here.
Yeah, that's right.
Awesome.
Thanks, Julie. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.